Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome into Duval Daily, presented by GenJag.com. I'm Jordan DeLugo. Thanks so much for tuning in here on Wednesday, March 1st. The Combine is officially underway, although the players will not get onto the field until tomorrow on Thursday. But we are hot and heavy getting into our Combine previews here today. Not going to waste your time. We're going to get into it. Defensive tackles. Don't have a lot of time to run through this position group today. So it's going to be a little bit of a quicker show, but we're going to focus on 10 defensive tackles, interior defensive linemen, whatever you want to call them. There's plenty of different roles for these different prospects at the next level. We'll take a look at these guys, and we'll get you out of here pretty quickly. I'd like to remind you to hit me up on Twitter at Jordan DeLugo, Generation Jaguar at Generation Jag. You can check GenJag.com for some new Duval gear. You can also hit that like and subscribe button here on YouTube, notification bell so you don't miss a show. Really, really appreciate y'all's support. Let's go ahead and dive into some of these prospects. Going to cross two prospects off the list, and the way I'm looking at this is from a Jaguar-centric perspective. What has Trent Baalke valued? What have the Jaguars valued since he's been here? What does his history show that he could value interior defensive line, defensive tackle spots? And when you look at what the Jaguars need here, I think for the future, they need everything. For the right now, it's not a glaring need because you do have Devon Hamilton. You do have Foley Fatukasi. You did just bring Roy Robertson-Harris back. There are some guys to work with on the interior you feel pretty good about. But look, Roy Robertson-Harris, he's going to be expensive for the next couple years. You're probably going to eventually want to get cheaper there. Devon Hamilton, he's in the final year of his rookie deal. And Foley Fatukasi, he has a team out following the 2023 season. So potentially getting a couple, two, three defensive tackles in here. I had the Jaguars taking three in my what I would do mock draft yesterday. You can go check that out. But I wouldn't expect them to actually take three. Maybe one or two is more likely. But I'm going to go ahead and say I don't think there's any chance in the world they're going to get Jalen Carter unless they're trading up to, you know, first, second, third over. That's not going to happen, right? Not this year. Jaguars are not going to be that aggressive, give up that much draft capital. So you can go ahead and eliminate Jalen Carter out of Georgia, and you're just going to hope that he doesn't end up going to one of your division rivals, right? Because he's a super talented interior defensive lineman, Pro Bowl potential written all over him. And the other one I'm going to go ahead and eliminate is Kalijah Kancey out of Pitt. I'm a huge fan of Kalijah Kancey. I don't know how Trent Baalke is going to view a 6 foot, 280-pound, maybe interior defensive lineman who's probably going to have short arms, maybe not proportionally short arms, but just short arms for the standards at the position. But I love Kalijah Kancey. I think he has a chance to be a star. I like both of those guys a lot, but I do not see the Jaguars having a chance at them, which leads us to the guys I do think the Jaguars potentially have a chance at landing in the 2023 NFL draft here at defensive tackle. We're going to run through 10 of these guys. We'll start with Brian Brisee out of Clemson. Sort of a maligned player. And I don't know that everyone understands the full extent of his situation. He was coming off the ACL in 2022. So didn't look quite right all the time. And he also dealt with a family tragedy that anyone who had to deal with that would have probably not been 100% focused all of the time. So Brian Brisee, former five-star, former number one overall recruit, clearly shows some of those athletic traits, some of that ability on tape, but there's some inconsistencies. Why would the Jaguars potentially be interested in him at 24 overall, which I think they could be? It's because of his athletic profile. It's because of the length he brings to the table. There are certainly more than flashes on tape. Like, you see some extended periods where Brian Brisee is unblockable in the middle, and you look at him more of a penetrator type than, in my opinion, like a nose tackle. at the next level. I don't think you want him taking on double teams. If you draft him to do that, I think you're missing the mark. But if you're drafting him to create penetration, to be a guy that wins one-on-ones, knifes into the backfield and makes a lot of plays with his athleticism, with his frame, I think Brian Brisee could definitely do that for you at the next level if he's able to put some things together. I think he plays with his pads up a little bit too high at times, which you see from a lot of interior defensive linemen, unfortunately. But would I personally value him at 24 overall? I think that's a little rich for me. I have a second round valuation on Brian Brisee, but I do think with his athletic traits, with his length, I think Trent Baalke could look at this guy as a potential Pro Bowl type of caliber player with the traits he has and be interested in him. And another player who kind of fits that bill is Mazi Smith out of Michigan. And I know Trent Baalke and the head coach over at Michigan might not have the best relationship, but I think that Trent Baalke will definitely like what Mazi Smith brings to the table. He's massive, right? And he was on the freaks list. You know, Bruce Feldman's freaks list every year kind of illustrates some of the best athletes, the craziest athletes in college football year to year. Mazi Smith has incredible strength, incredible athleticism and quickness. He holds up well against double teams, in my opinion. I just think if he's going to vault himself into the first round, right, it's going to take a big week here. And he might have a massive week. Mazi Smith could absolutely tear up the combine. Again, with all of his athletic traits and strength, he's basically been... And Michigan, they constantly do this. They have just freak athletes pouring out of that program into the NFL every year. Mazi Smith is another example of it. And Trent Baalke loves these athletes, man. He loves the guys with length, with athleticism, that have potential, that have traits. And I think Mazi Smith could absolutely blow up the combine and end up being one of the apples of Trent Baalke's eye. Another player, Gervon Dexter, came into 2022 season with a lot of buzz. A lot of folks thought maybe he could be a first round pick. Didn't quite pan out for him under a new coaching staff, new situation this year. Didn't always look like it was being put together for the entire defense and the entire team, to be quite frankly, down there in Gainesville. But Gervon Dexter is a player I value in the third round. I think if he falls to 56 overall, where the Jaguars are slated to pick in the second round, that Trent Baalke would be really interested in potentially adding him because he has length, he has strength, he has all the size and athleticism you're looking for. It just didn't quite all come together this year. You saw him playing a little upright at times. You saw him not really looking super engaged at times. And so you got to figure out why that was this year, why he looked better in 2021 than he did in 2022.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
If you get to the bottom of that and you can project him forward, he has an enticing skill set. There's no doubt about it. Keanu Benton, we talked about a bunch yesterday, but he is a guy you should watch at the combine. It'll be interesting to see. We already know his measurements. It'll be interesting to see, and he has the length and strength and size and everything you're looking for. To me, it'll just be interesting to see how he looks in the field work. You see him on tape and at the Senior Bowl looking like a really good athlete at his size. I want to see that in some of these testing numbers for Keanu Benton out of Wisconsin. And if you want more background on him, you can go check out the mock draft, what I would do mock draft from yesterday. Same thing on Moro Ojomo out of Texas. He is a strong, really, really lengthy, athletic interior defensive lineman, more in that penetration role at the next level, 293 pounds. Think of that Roy Robertson-Harris role that the Jaguars currently have, a guy that I think could do some really impressive things at the combine this week. Zach Pickens out of South Carolina. We haven't talked about him a ton on the channel, but he is another really impressive athlete who has these moments on tape where you're absolutely blown away. Thought he had an impressive Senior Bowl. He was really difficult to block. He's a really quick interior defensive lineman that also possesses power and size. I think you look at him, again, kind of in that three-tech, more of that penetrating role on this defensive line. He's 6'3", 300 pounds, with 34 and an 1/8-inch arms and 10-inch hands. So he has really good length, really good hand size on that interior. And you see him put those long arms, those long levers to use pretty consistently throughout tape and at the Senior Bowl. Siaki Ika, he's kind of the opposite of some of these guys we've been talking about that are more penetrators. Ika, while he could potentially be a penetrator for you, he is a big, big man. And you kind of, when you look at him, you kind of think, well, how would he fit with the Jaguars? And you go back to Tampa, you know, the Todd Bowles defense where Mike Caldwell comes from. You look at Vita Vea. I don't think Siaki Ika is Vita Vea, but if you're looking to get some of the functionality from Vita Vea into this defense, getting a really big boy in there that can, you know, potentially push the pocket and just clog up rushing lanes, Siaki Ika could be that guy potentially on day two. Byron Young out of Alabama, not Byron Young out of Tennessee, which has been super fun to be dealing with two guys on the defensive front, same exact name, same conference, all that fun stuff. But the reason I think Byron Young is so exciting and potentially a guy that Trent Baalke could love, he's got great length on the interior. He's 6'3", 297, 34-inch arms, 10.5-inch hands, big wingspan. I think he kind of projects a lot like Roy Robertson-Harris. He's not as big and tall as Robertson-Harris, but should have more of a natural leverage advantage, does have very good arm length for the interior, and you see that. He's consistently knocking people into the backfield. How does he test, though? I want to see how he tests from an athletic perspective, because he doesn't look like a great athlete on tape, and he might just not be a great athlete. And if that's the case, that's fine. You're probably looking at a day three player, maybe late day two, but he has the length and temperament and consistency to, I think, be a really impactful role player on a defense. Then we've got Jalen Redmond out of Oklahoma, a guy who just consistently popped for me at the Senior Bowl. And he doesn't really fit the Jaguars' MO, right? He only has 32.5-inch arms. You're really looking for 33-plus. But later in the draft, I think this is going to be a day three pick, you know, 4th through 7th round, somewhere in there. But really, really solid interior penetrator at 293 pounds, and he has natural leverage at 6'2". I'm a fan of what I've seen from him so far. If you're looking for a flyer later in the draft that can be a guy that could probably come in and create pressure for you, you know, help you on third down. Doug Peterson talked so much about winning on third down And the Jaguars need to do a better job of that. How do you do that? A lot of times it's going to come down to creating more pressure, having better coverage on the back end. I think Jalen Redmond, he can come in and help you create more pressure. And the final guy we're going to talk about can certainly do that as well. And the only reason I have him last on this list is because he really played more of defensive end slash edge at Northwestern. But Adetami Adebare out of Northwestern, a guy that has unbelievable athleticism. I think he's going to come in and play on the interior of the defensive line at the next level and be a penetration type guy. And I really value what he brings to the table. He's got great explosiveness, great athleticism, consistent production on tape. And he's 6'1.5", 284 pounds. So he's going to have to add a few pounds to his frame, in my opinion. Maybe he's too much of a tweener. Maybe he does play more edge, but with his 34-inch arms, almost 11-inch hands, 82-inch plus wingspan, his hand usage, and again, his foot quickness, explosiveness off the ball, he's a really fun player. Whether he ends up being a edge or interior rusher, we'll find out, but he looked really good rushing from the interior at the Senior Bowl. Excited to see where he ends up landing, and I think he's going to end up being a guy that, at the very least, is an impressive rotational pass rusher at the next level. So that's going to do it. Again, not as much time today as I normally have to go over these guys. Got to get out of here, but really appreciate y'all tuning in. If there's a defensive tackle we didn't talk about, you can hit me up on Twitter at Jordan DeLugo, and I'll do my best to kind of break that guy down and tell you what you're looking for at the combine from that type of player. So really appreciate y'all tuning in. Again, you can like and subscribe on YouTube, hit the notification bell. If you're listening on your podcast platform of choice, subscribe and review really helps the channel out. Thank you so much for tuning in, Duval, and have a great rest of your Wednesday.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.